Well, I suppose I actually moved for something different. I moved for genetic medical research, but I found my passion in communicating this genetic research to everyone. And then I found gene therapy, and it just seemed like a perfect fit for my doctorate.
All right. So that's the chosen area, human gene therapy. Now, I think maybe an explanation of what it is might help us out.
Absolutely. So human gene therapy is where you modify certain genes, DNA, in a person's body, and that allows them to create a new function. So whether it be correcting something, if you've got a disease, then maybe we can treat that disease, or it could be, as you so perfectly described, changing eye colour, changing something about you through genetics.
So why did you choose this area of research? What makes it so interesting?
Oh, it's always been so fascinating to me, but I suppose the ethics behind it is definitely a driving factor. Just trying to figure out how people feel comfortable with it and where they draw the line, as you said, to certain genetic modifications.
And to find out where that line is, you're running an online survey right now because you want to know how people feel about that. So to find out how they do feel, what kind of questions are you asking?
So originally, the first couple of questions are to see how much they're aware of human gene therapy, whether they know a little bit or whether they can explain it as an expert level. And then we move on to figuring out, well, if different types of diseases, whether they're interested in curing just terminal illness or physical disabilities, all the way through to intellectual disabilities and something like anxiety, whether they'll feel comfortable about that. And then towards the end of the survey, I'm trying to figure out whether they like the ethics behind it, whether they feel comfortable with certain things, whether the government should take part in the regulation or whether it should be left up to private companies. And then finally, whether they think that society will change based on this new medical technology that's coming through.
So what are you seeing from the survey results so far?
Most people are very comfortable with human gene therapy, but there is a line that they draw. Most people will say terminal illness, something that's very debilitating, but the further they go down, the more milder the illness gets, then that's where people start to disagree with it. Not many people feel comfortable with the idea of enhancements like eye colour or hair colour or even athletic ability and increased memory.
Do you think after a while that becomes more acceptable as the years go by and this technology develops even further and we see it sort of creeping more and more into areas like that? Is that when it starts to tip the scales a little more?
I really do think so. In the 1990s, so this technology has actually been around since the 1960s, although it's had a very, technology is constantly advancing in this field. So I think the more people are aware of it and the more they're comfortable in their day-to-day lives, they'll start taking more risks with it. At the moment, it's very new. Even the technology is very new. We're only in clinical trial phase at the moment. There are gene therapy products on the market, but it doesn't appear to be in Australia. We're just in its infancy at the moment.
I guess there's that concern. We always kind of reach a point where we're talking about designer babies in a conversation like that. And at that point, a lot of people think, well, you know, do we really want to go down that road?
Exactly. It can cause it. A lot of people are concerned of designer babies, who can consent to this, whether it will cause a divide in the community, people who can afford to design their own babies versus people who are just struggling to get by. So, yeah, it's a big issue.
So what happens once you've the survey's complete? What happens to it, all this information, once it's done?
So this is actually the prequel to my doctorate. So I'm trying to form a citizen consensus conference to see where Australia wants our policies to direct gene therapy. I want to know what they find acceptable so that we can put it in a nice package and bring it to policymakers and, you know, allow the citizens to have a voice because it's something that affects everyone. It's very controversial still, and I think that citizens really should have their voice. And so this is just to get a nice feel where everyone sits.